From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Organ donation has become big business in China. There is a high demand for organ transplants, but a low organ donation rate. So, for years, China depended on organs from prisoners who had been executed. That has changed. China announced recently that it will stop using the organs of executed prisoners. The China Daily newspaper says the government now will accept only voluntary organ donations. The report said the policy began January 1st. China's former health vice minister, Wang Jiafu, made the announcement at a meeting in December. He was speaking to the country's Organ Procurement Organization, which the government formed last year. Mr. Huang leads another newly formed government group, the Committee of Human Organ Donation. The China Daily Report said Mr. Huang's group will create policies and rules on organ donation and use. The newspaper said the Organ Procurement Organization, or OPO, will work to make sure the process is honest, open, fair, and not wasteful. China has one of the world's lowest rates of organ transplants. Mr. Wang says distrust of the donation system is the main cause. He says that Chinese people are much less likely to donate their organs after death compared to people in other countries. He told China Daily that the ratio is about 6 out of 10 million people. Gabriel Danovich is a doctor at University of California, Los Angeles. He is also a member of an organization called the Transplantation Society. He says the organization is working with the Chinese government to establish an organ transplant registry similar to those in the United States and Europe. He says the practice of depending on executed prisoners must end.
I believe that at the highest levels of the Chinese government and health ministries, a decision has been made and there is an understanding that this practice must come to an end.
A top Chinese health official, Haibo Wang, made a similar statement in 2012. He told the World Health Organization Bulletin that depending on the organs of prisoners sentenced to death is not ethical or sustainable for China. Gabriel Danovich says China also needs to change the organ donation system. He says it currently serves mainly wealthy people.
China has been almost like a department store for organs of people who are coming from all over the world to pay for those organs, to pay big money for their organs.
In China, prisoners will still be able to donate their organs. However, now their body parts will be registered in the computerized system instead of being used for private trades. Huang Jiafu told reporters that this is the main difference under China's new organ donation system. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.